Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our daily program, Stardom. Today in our studio, we have Jessica Summer, a young, promising musician. Hello, Jessica.
Hello, it's so nice being here. Thank you for inviting me.
Your new album has been warmly welcomed by the public. Have you got any critical remarks about it?
I've got a couple of remarks. They are about me being just another pretty girl singing about love and relationships. I can't say it was a massive takedown, but I found it personally offensive. I think the reason that stuck with me was because I found it so frustrating, but actually, that's kind of the only proper negative feedback that I've had. Then, in terms of compliments, I just can't really remember them because you always tend to stick a bit more on the negatives, don't you?
Would you consider yourself a self-critical person?
Yeah, massively. I'm self-critical. I don't want to show anyone anything until the work is done. I self-edit so harshly at the beginning. I would never let anyone hear something that I wasn't happy with. But then, once I've made it, I'm also not going to turn around and go. If I'm putting it out, anything creative that I do, I think that it's good, otherwise I wouldn't put it out. But I am self-critical across the board and in other areas of my life, I think.
How fully formed are your songs by the time you bring them to a producer, show someone lyrics, or play them for someone?
Like, completely finished. Lyrics are usually the last thing that I would do, so a couple of the lyrics I will be finishing in the studio last minute, because we've got to get the vocals recorded. I sometimes find lyrics quite difficult towards the end, but it's done musically in terms of the structure, in terms of the arrangement. So, it's all fully formed. I have no one else involved in the writing process. I would hate to feel that I was going into the studio with something wishy-washy and not done. It's because I'm a control freak, so I want to know that everything is sorted and what's going to come out the other end, obviously with a bit of leeway.
What has the experience been like playing these songs live?
It's just been really fun. It's the music I always imagined myself playing when I was a kid. It's been nice to use my instrument a bit more rather than just propping up a whole song with a guitar and my vocals. There's so much more energy in the crowd as well, and it's nice to feel like you're a part of something in a room rather than just performing for a crowd. So I've enjoyed it loads, and it's also been an exciting challenge because recently I have been taking older material and basically giving it a bit of a second life and making it sound like it could have potentially belonged on this record, which has been really fun.
Are there any particular shows that stand out in your mind?
On a tour, the big London show is always going to be very exciting. A couple of weeks ago, I played in London, which is the biggest show I've ever headlined. That was a real moment, and it was playing all the new material. It was amazing to see the shift and hear everyone singing everything back. But there have been smaller shows in my life, which made me happy. But bad shows, it's always the support shows, isn't it? It's when you are struggling to fight against the noise of the crowd. That's always quite soul-destroying.
Thank you, Jessica. It has been a real pleasure talking with you today.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our daily programme, Stardom. Today in our studio, we have Jessica Summer, a young, promising musician. Hello, Jessica.
Hello, it's so nice being here. Thank you for inviting me.
Your new album has been warmly welcomed by the public. Have you got any critical remarks about it?
I've got a couple of remarks. They are about me being just another pretty girl singing about love and relationships. I can't say it was a massive takedown, but I found it personally offensive. I think the reason that stuck with me was because I found it so frustrating. But actually, that's kind of the only proper negative feedback that I've had. Then, in terms of compliments, I just can't really remember them because you always tend to stick a bit more on the negatives, don't you?
Would you consider yourself a self-critical person?
Yeah, massively. I'm self-critical. I don't want to show anyone anything until the work is done. I self-edit so harshly at the beginning. I would never let anyone hear something that I wasn't happy with. But then, once I've made it, I'm also not going to turn around and go. If I'm putting it out, anything creative that I do, I think that it's good, otherwise I wouldn't put it out. But I am self-critical across the board and in other areas of my life, I think.
How fully formed are your songs by the time you bring them to a producer, show someone lyrics, or play them for someone?
Like, completely finished. Lyrics are usually the last thing that I would do, so a couple of the lyrics I will be finishing in the studio last minute, because we've got to get the vocals recorded. I sometimes find lyrics quite difficult towards the end, but it's done musically in terms of the structure, in terms of the arrangement. So, it's all fully formed. I have no one else involved in the writing process. I would hate to feel that I was going into the studio with something wishy-washy and not done. It's because I'm a control freak, so I want to know that everything is sorted and what's going to come out the other end, obviously with a bit of leeway.
What has the experience been like playing these songs live?
It's just been really fun. It's the music I always imagined myself playing when I was a kid. It's been nice to use my instrument a bit more rather than just propping up a whole song with a guitar and my vocals. There's so much more energy in the crowd as well, and it's nice to feel like you're a part of something in a room rather than just performing for a crowd. So I've enjoyed it loads, and it's also been an exciting challenge because recently I have been taking older material and basically giving it a bit of a second life and making it sound like it could have potentially belonged on this record, which has been really fun.
Are there any particular shows that stand out in your mind?
On a tour, the big London show is always going to be very exciting. A couple of weeks ago, I played in London, which is the biggest show I've ever headlined. That was a real moment, and it was playing all the new material. It was amazing to see the shift and hear everyone singing everything back. But there have been smaller shows in my life, which made me happy. But bad shows, it's always the support shows, isn't it? It's when you are struggling to fight against the noise of the crowd. That's always quite soul-destroying.
Thank you, Jessica. It has been a real pleasure talking with you today.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.